Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And today we find out more about Onchan candidate Tim Craig. He's 56 years old, married, has two children and lives in Birchill Park. Mr Craig is a long-serving local authority official and is currently deputy clerk to Onchan commissioners. He's new to this side of politics and an independent. Well, good morning. Crossing over from the background to the foreground then, why?
There's a lot to be achieved on both sides of the table. And I've spent plenty of time on the officer side of the table. Now it's certainly time, as far as I can see, for me to take a step up and move over to the strategic side, if you like. And having managed a local authority on and off over the last 10 years, it is definitely a learning curve that you need to go through with regard to public sector management in general. I think I've done my time, and I can bring all those skills now to Tynwald.
Well, reading through your manifesto, you support more powers for local authorities rather than with central. Can they afford to take on more? Won't that squeeze people's pockets more? I mean, you refer, don't you, to the middle income squeeze?
Indeed, but if you look at it from another perspective, local authorities are directly accountable to the electorate that they serve. That's the ratepayers of the district. So effectively, if you're a ratepayer of a district, you have got the services from your local authority that you've just paid for. So you can't say that with respect to national government. For example, in my case, once a fortnight, Onchan Commissioners has a board meeting, and I sit in there and I'm questioned by the representatives who are elected as commissioners, and I have to account for what I've done. You don't see that in central government. So my argument is that more locally accountable democracy is a better way forward for the Isle of Man.
What's then, in your view, the biggest matter on a national basis that we'll need to tackle in the next 5 years?
There are two. The relationship between ourselves and the UK after the exit from the EU is certainly going to be one. Following on from that is the financial sector and the rebalancing of our finances, because obviously the UK are not going to be looking out for our interests. If you look at what George Osborne has just said with regard to his potential cut in corporation tax in the UK, he is now, by the looks of things, looking to rebalance the UK as perhaps the biggest offshore centre of Europe. So at this point, we need to be very wary about our relationships. And I think I heard the Chief Minister of Jersey saying that this is the important time when all of the smaller island units need to get together and make sure that their needs and their requirements are looked after by the UK.
There's a lot of focus on 5 years. Should we be looking more long term with a plan? Than 5 years?
Certainly more than 5 years. We didn't get to where we are in 5 years. So obviously what we need to do in this 5 years is make sure that the structure is in place to get us back to a position of fiscal stability, budget surplus, and that is going to take definitely longer than 5 years. What we need to do is put the plan in place, make sure it starts well, and then give those who are taking it forward the power and the responsibility to do that.
There's a lot of experience already, as we know, going to be missing from the Keys come post-September's election. So new members are going to have to step up to the plate. What role would suit you best?
Looking at my current skill set, possibly Department of Infrastructure. There are a number of overarching bodies in the department, or overarching departments under the Department of Infrastructure, such as housing, waste management, that sort of thing. But also I have a background in HR, so anything within that side of things, and as you know, that's now run through the Cabinet Office.
Are you a decision maker, just briefly?
Very definitely.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Onchan candidate then for the general election, Tim Craig.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.